Blog Talk Radio.
Lockness is on listening to the show tonight, so I'm going to salute him, and this is Gaz's song, Going Gone.
Jello B, holla at me.
Oh God, my flow hard, four bras in my dope car, seen no life in that dough lodge, and my diamonds on me got no flaws, my arrogance is imperative, you love the money, I married it, I pop it off and I bury it, you pop it off and you carry it, dumb nigga, young nigga, watch the nigga make the money come nigga, Turk with me, we smashing, these hoes boys is about action, getting paid, getting laughing, getting paper off of my passion, man, y'all broke nigga, be acting, bitch, I'm F dot and I'm cracking, they need mine, three times, A-town, I been down, Eastside, I reside, I throw that money like peace signs. While y'all riding around and y'all getting it, yo, riding on me, I'm hitting it. That 4-5 on me, I blast on me, then ride slowly like God owe me. I been got it, been potted, go big, Ben Wallace, no bid, Chris Wallace, F dot, my click cottage. You spit knowledge, yo, Wallace, that since college. I get dollars and get knowledge and hit college. Modest, I'm great. Then I break shit. My aura is on spaceship. Waves be on hurricane. GPE that murder game. Got hard, got soft. I'm on, you're off. My loud packs be choking me. That bad shit has no cost. I'm going. Going, 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 gone. Going, 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 gone. Going,
means you so-so. F*** around with my logo. Pearl handle my fofo. Cherry wood in my photo. Yeah, we tote the sim and we proto. Make me squeeze the bird and you dodos. That. Wet back. Cook the word. Map that. Super dope, no best in that. GP niggas know the rest of that. On my hip, keep a high clip next to that. Squeeze that, no more less than that. Yeah, I'm a red dot, damn, no fence for that. Cock blam, hot damn, yeah, them lips, metal man. I'm focused on a dollar bill and smoking on a honey. Said the flow, we sold a soul. However you want it. I'm jumping my opponent. VVS ain't nothing clearer when I'm staring in the motherfucking mirror. Nothing near, I'm dear. It ain't nothing like me. Meaning it's like me. Ask me what the business is. If anything like me, probably feel like he only motherfucking real in here. Palm greased up, no squirrel in here. Palm trees up, I'm chilling here. Harmony's nuts, I ain't never gave. 38 turned up, who ill in here? Welcome to my glass house. I bring the bricks and max out. I'm stretching it straight up. I leave you niggas flat out. I'm running with the blackout. Don't know where the f*** red is. Niggas know just where the meth is. Eat you little niggas for breakfast.
I'm the best at fighting. Yeah. You a vampire, I'm lighting. Yo, man's got you too hype. I'll fight with you. Turn you off, I'll light switch you. To talk some nice new. Talking like you take license. God, pray to God you got Christ.
Amen.
With you. Make it back, I'm on new shit. I got one goal, I got two clips. I got plenty flows, cause I do this. I got a runny nose, cause I'm too sick. When it comes to beef, I'm Ruth Chris. When it comes to work, I'm too shit. Cause I work hard, I'm overtime. You barely hustle, I overgrind. Clock out when it's closing time. Bulletproof is my clothing line. No Gucci, no Louis. I ain't spitting them clothing lines. Even if I had hoes, mine. I'll hit the scene and I'll overshine. Real shit for my sober mind with a real. She smoking pine, bread earning, heads turning like real bitches. I go for mine, you at the stove, buying guns. I'm in the hood and I'm loading mine like back pockets. You so behind, I'm well known like Hova lines. Me and money's like golden mines in a black truck with that Rover sign. Starbucks, mocha time, jug money, coca time, hood money, soda dime. That's every day, salsa time. Mind sharp like porcupines, walk the hood like I'm so divine. Ski mask, Glock out, looking for a motherfucking open sign. I'm joking, I'm really just a new trying to blow for rhymes. City little nigga wanna go for mine. I really put a nigga on this hoe behind. Look, no mercy, dawg. These boys so thirsty, dawg. These dumb hoes unworthy, dawg. They talk shit, but I heard it all and I'm going.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the All DJ Black Be The Friend show, guys. This is the show where it all goes down at. Hey, guys, I just stumbled over my words. Let me repeat that. Welcome to the all-new DJ Black Be The Friend show. Hey, man, I don't know what I was talking about. You guys, it's going to be a great show tonight. I got my people on the phone right now. I got Miss Divine on the phone lines. Also, I got my man Wendell on the phone lines. These guys are outstanding artists. They're going to be giving you guys an interview tonight. Telling you a little bit about their sales, what they got going on, their social networks, their information. They're going to put it all out there. So, guys, hold your questions for later towards the middle of the show if you don't mind. I know you guys don't ask questions right now. I see a lot of you guys out there right now. So if you got questions, push one of your dial pad. I'll see the questions you got. Well, I won't see the questions you got, but I'll see you, your phone number. It's the 3 digits. I'll give you 3 digits. If I have to, I'll get the next 3 digits. So you guys, please listen for your phone numbers when I'm calling you. Please speak up. Okay, let's get the show started. Hey, hold on for a second, guys. I see a guy out there right now. I got to acknowledge this brother, man. This is my co-host right here. This is my cousin also. What's up, Willie the Redneck?
What's up, Steve? I got a question for you, buddy.
The show ain't even got started yet. You already got a question. What's your question, Willie?
Yeah, I got a question for you, buddy. This is my question for you. Where the hell is my damn interview with that Willie Nelson? Where the hell is country music? Are you paying all his rap? I ain't heard no country music.
Oh, wow. This dude just asked me about Willie Nelson, man. You know what, Willie, we're going to get Willie Nelson on the show for you, just for you, man. Because I know you're a big Willie Nelson fan, with your name being Willie and all. Oops, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to say that. I'm going to get Willie Nelson on this show right here. We're going to call up his manager. I'm going to get in touch with his manager next week and see if I'm able to get him on this show right here. Because you've been asking about Willie Nelson. You've been asking about every show when you come on. You always ask about Willie Nelson. So I see you're a big fan, man. So I'm going to try to hook that up for you. All right, brother?
I got to get that going, Steven, because, hell, I'm about to have a heart attack listening to all this rap. A lot of them don't understand what the hell they're saying.
Oh, wow, this dude's about to have a heart attack because he can't see another man. Hey, you know what, Willie? I know you are a man. Where's Miss Ma'am at, Willie? Do you know where Miss Ma'am's at? Is she around you right now?
I'm right here, Steven. Right here, honey.
How you doing, Miss Ma'am? How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Steven. I'm just listening to the old fool Willie just asking about Willie Nelson. I don't know what the hell wrong with him.
He's doing a rap show. Hey, Miss Ma'am, don't be hard on him. You know he's redneck. I mean, he's out there, so don't be like that, Miss Ma'am. You know, take care of your boy.
Right.
I mean, he needs all the help he can get.
You say you're redneck, but I just think he's a damn fool. I just wouldn't put him in the category of a redneck. He's a damn fool.
I got you, Miss Ma'am. I got you, okay? Hey, Miss Ma'am, let me introduce the rest of my guests. I got two more guests on the show, so let me introduce them. Miss Divine, how you doing, Miss Divine? Oh, let me cut their phones on. I'm sorry. I ain't even cut anybody's phone on yet. Let me get my people's phone on real quick. Let's see. Miss Divine, how you doing, lady?
Hey, what's up? This your girl, Divine Charlenay. Chilling with the all-new DJ Black Season Friend Show. Shout out to all the guests, the blogs, and the people that are calling in on the radio. It's an honor to be here.
Well, thank you, Ms. Divine.
Oh,
it's an honor to have you.
I like the way you sound, Ms. Divine. You sound
I know
good.
You do. I know you do. Hey, hey. Hey, Willie. When I see your picture, you're going to be like, wow, that's the real looker. I'm going to see your picture in a minute, all right, Willie?
Give me the damn picture right now. I'm just concerned about this picture right now.
Oh, wow. Willie found a girlfriend. Okay. Hey, Willie, hold on 1 second. Let me get my other man on the phone lines also. Where you at, Wendell?
Hey, I'm right here now with the all-new DJ Black Season of Friends. So it's an honor to be here with you guys tonight.
Cool, man. Well, introduce yourself. Tell everybody who you are, man.
And my name is Corey Wendell, a.k.a. Ezer, E-Z-E-R, all caps. That just means helper in Hebrew. I'm just out here representing the gospel message, man, through hip-hop and rap. That's the strength the Lord has given me to push it out there.
Oh,
hey,
so
my brother, that's what's up, man.
I'm so
yes,
glad.
Ma'am.
He needs some help, honey. He needs some help. He needs to be filled with the Holy Spirit because that boy got demons in him. I'm telling you.
Oh, wow. Okay, Miss Ma'am. Okay, Miss Ma'am. You put me on blast, man. You don't put me on blast and tell the man that I need help.
Okay.
We all need help, Miss Ma'am. We all need help.
We all need some Jesus in it,
Brad. The sound.
Okay, Miss Ma'am. Now, I gotta talk. Let me talk to him real quick, and let me play another song for you guys, because I know you guys are listening in. So I want to play something with y'all that all you guys want to hear. Let's play something off book real quick. Book and get them.
Hello?
Up.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Who's that? Who's that?
This is Ezer. This is Wendell.
Yo, what's up, Wendell? Yeah, Wendell, I'm looking for a song real quick, Wendell.
Okay, now.
Okay, we're gonna get to you in a second, Wendell. Just keep patience and hold your horses, brother. I got you.
Hey,
you're gonna be first.
I got a new rain.
Do what now?
I got the horses on the rain.
Hey, Willie, check it out. We're going to play my man Iceman. You know Iceman, Willie. you already talked to Iceman, so don't play him because he's a very inspirational cat out. Very inspirational. Yeah, who's top support?
Corey.
Yes, sir.
This Corey?
This
yeah, this is Corey, man. What's up?
This is your uncle.
What's up?
Huh? Gotta get connected
uncle
with
Corey.
You. I'm on the radio with you.
You're on the radio with me.
There we go, bud.
Yeah, you,
I couldn't figure out what the hell was going on.
You're talking through his interview, man. You're talking through Windows interview, man.
There we go. I'm on it. Like the stuff, bro.
I'm glad to hear that.
Keep up good work. Yep. Keep up good work,
hey,
Corey.
What number is your uncle calling from, Wendell? What's the first three digits?
Should be 937, Captain.
Yeah.
937. Okay. Hey, uncle, let me put you back on mute, my man.
538.
All right.
What's
you,
that?
Sir. Put you back on mute.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What's that area code right there, 937? It sounds like some secret service type thing or something. If it is, I got to get the hell off them lines.
Oh, wow. Hey, guys, check it out, man. This is my dude Iceman right here. Check him out.
As I look at my kids, I know they miss their mama. Since I got out the pen, been through so much drama. It choked my daughter up to tell me what she went through. While I was doing time, I couldn't tell you. I remember that first day walking in my home. It looked all abandoned. I felt so alone, holding my kids' hands. And they looked up at me. I had to let her go. That's how it's gotta be. Fast forward 2.5 years, my baby's here. Living good, right direction, daddy gotta steer. Economy is bad, the money's even worse. Hated my mama giving hundreds to me out of purse. Yeah, I'm mama's baby, but it drive me crazy. College graduate, yet nobody wants to pay me. My own family played me. Girl, you broke my heart, but that encouraged me to see success about to start. Yeah, I got this music touch your inner soul, and pray to be the tool that closes up the black hole. But at the same time, I gotta do my first job. Got my children not to thrive on being heartthrobs. I can't let them go, God, let them stay with me. When I hit my knees, I let them pray with me. Watch their movies with them, let them lay with me. And tell the truth on every track until that day hit me. Yes, when the Lord takes me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running, yeah. Till the Lord take me away, I truly do my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Times got better, but it's still hard. I know it's about to change, I can't fall apart. My woman's stressing out, I know I played a role by being selfish, but you helped me got a heart of gold. I learned to let my ancestors guide my right hand. When my pen move on paper, see that light, man. In the booth, I leave frost on the mic stand. One of the reasons why they call me the Iceman. Life lessons, they be hard on the king, but you gotta face them or your crown will only be a dream. My star alignment at my birth was the gift, blessed to speak to your soul, I enrich and uplift. They say your struggle's depth determines success type. If so, I find success through my struggle on the mic. Can't look in my kids' eyes and let them see this pain, so I put it on the disc for the world, entertain. Yeah. When the Lord takes me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running, yeah. Till the Lord take me away, I truly do my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. I have only one wish in this world, to leave a legacy for my boys and my girls. Make sure my life meant something more than just the money. You may see me crack a smile, but ain't nothing really funny. Why? I got 2 sticks and a stone trying to build a castle. Mephistopheles asked, is it worth the hassle? Well, I'd rather leave the truth than the lie to y'all. The first time I ever let my pen cry for y'all. Yeah, when the Lord take me away, I truly did my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Yeah, to the Lord take me away, I truly do my best, that's all that I can say. And pray my good deeds outweigh my shortcomings. In this real music, I hit the court running. Thank you.
Yes, 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 that was my man Iceman, dude. Dude's real inspirational, real positive brother right there, man. He does a lot of spiritual music. He does a lot of music about his family's ordeals and stuff like that. So you guys, holler at my boy Iceman on Facebook, man, under Tico Moore. Tico, T-E-C-O Moore. Holler at my man, see what he's all about. Okay, thank you, guys. Let's get into the show right now. Hold on, let me cut my phone lines back on. Let me see. That one. Nope, that's not it. Hey, Wendell, are you out there, Wendell? Wendell. Yo, Wendell. I think we just lost Wendell. Let me call him back. Let's see. Nice. I'm looking at Wendell. Oh, I'm sorry. Wendell's phone is off. I'm sorry. Let me cut his phone line back on. Hey, Wendell, can you hear
me now?
There
you go. Hey, yep.
I got
here. I heard you mute me and then unmute me and then mute me.
I'm sorry, brother. I thought that was your uncle's phone. I thought you told me he was 937, but he was 972, correct?
He is. Now, he should have been, or maybe he was 972. He should have been 937, but he could have been 972.
Okay. That's too bad. Do what, Willie?
You're confused. Hell, you get me confused. Hell, I don't know if it's 972, 937, 947, 957. What the hell is going on around here?
Oh, wow.
I'm still here, though. I'm still here.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something right now. You guys don't know me. My name is Redneck Willie. If I say so, I ain't for no. Hey, Caesar.
Yeah, I'm right here.
I just wanted to say, everybody, if I sound offensive, everything, don't get offended by nothing I say. I'm just playing with you, you know.
I ain't offended now, partner. I love everybody. That's all I can do.
All right, so you hear me say something crazy. That's just part of the show or whatever. Don't get offended. Don't hang up. Don't jump out the window, you hear?
Now, I hear you now, man. I hear you now.
Hey, Mr. Vaughn, how you doing tonight? Hey, Caesar, where's Devon at? Where's the fine sexy lady at? Where is she? I can't hear her. Hey, Wendell, you still there, buddy?
I'm still here.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell is going on. I don't hear nothing no more. I don't even hear Caesar.
I'm still here. I don't know what's going on.
Now, let me ask you a question, buddy.
I just had to call back into the show. Dog, I heard some, I don't know what that was, but I just hung up the phone and called back into the show, and everything looks like it's corrected. I don't know what the heck that was, but I think that was Blog Talk phone that was decrypting something. Anyway, man, we're back on the show right now. Everything. Hey, guys, I cannot deal with you people on Facebook right now. You keep sending me messages. I hear the beep, 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 beep. Stacey, I hear you guys, man. Brad, I hear you, man. But right now we're on a radio show. It's hard for me to go back and forth. You know I'm a handicap. I can't do that. Okay, guys, let's get into our show. Wendell, are you there?
I am right here.
Yeah, wanted to hear he's right here and been very patient while you're out there BSing out there with Facebook people. Why are we on the radio show?
Hey, hey, Willie, I'm not BSing with Facebook people, man. They won't leave me alone, man. So I'm on the blog talk.
Tell them to leave
Willie.
You alone, damn it. We're trying to operate a radio show. We ain't got time for all that tonight.
I got you, brother. I got you. Hey, Wendell, let's get on started with the show, man. Wendell, come front and center and tell everybody who you are, my brother.
I'm here now. What's good with you?
Hey, come front and center and tell everybody who you are, man. I know you're a rap artist. Where are you from?
I'm from Troy, Ohio, area code 937. All right. That's my hometown. I'm repping area code 777 for the Royal Kingdom. King Jesus, he's the one running it. All right, now I'm just out here spreading the gospel with this music thing, man. That's really it. You know, I got a couple kids and a wife, and the Lord has blessed me with those attributes in life, and he has just been so good to me. But it didn't come without suffering. And he broke me down and built me back up to where he wanted me to be, and I'm honored to be a vessel for him, for the creator of the universe.
Wow.
I'm honored to be a vessel for him in this, and that's all I can really do is just play puppet, bro, because, you know, I got strings that lead up there to the master, and he just running the show with me, so.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing, you know. Everybody got a story. I could write a novel. I already started writing a book about my life, and my main mission is to get out here in the bars, get out here in the youth groups, get out here at the parks and at the different festivals, and just get this music heard with this steady message of truth about Jesus Christ.
That's where
I'm at, and that's what I'm representing.
Okay, cool, man.
Well, I'm so proud of you, Wendell. I'm so proud of you. You sound like you're very inspirational and everything. We like that.
I am. The Lord inspires me. He moves in me. He moves through me. He's indwelled in me, the Holy Spirit, and it is active and it is fluent and it is powerful. And, you know, I don't cast judgment, but that's the Lord's job. All I do, I was sent here to love people no matter what and to share the news, you know, that Jesus told his disciples before he went up to heaven. He said, I give you the great commission. Just go and tell all the nations about me. So that's all I could do is just tell people about them and love people for who they are, no matter what they are, what they're doing, or where they're at.
Right. Right.
Now, I got a question for you. Now, you say you're Christian, right? My question to you is, are you born again? Let me say it again. Born again Christian, or are you you've been a Christian all your life? Which one is it?
I'm a born again Christian, okay? But I was elected before birth. Even before I was born, the Lord knew me and foresaw my future and the passion that he was going to instill in me. I've been elected and chosen to become a holy host of the King of Kings. I'm proud to take that on, and I'm glad that he took me through a fire that he did. And you'll see that message is composed in my music that he pushes out through me. And I'm real excited for y'all to hear some of these tracks, man. So. Born again, you can label me that all day.
I got a question for you, buddy. My question for you is, like, how long you been in this rap game? And before you got this music business, like with Christian rap or whatever, what kind of music were you doing before that?
All right. I was doing a lot of gutter rapping in my earlier 10 years and growing up in my younger 20s, rapping about whatever was on my mind, and that was the problem. I wasn't rapping what was on the spirit. I was rapping what was on the mind. And as a person, I believe we're born sinful. We're born into depravity. We're born at the bottom of the bucket. We're born disgusting nature in this flesh. So the things I was talking about, I was not representing the kingdom of God. I was representing my own desires. I was representing lust and this, that, and the other. The life I was living before God brought me to repentance, before he broke my heart and remolded me into the fashion of him, I was lost. I was walking down a real long road, addicted to cocaine and pills and marijuana and drinking and the party and robbing and looting and thieving and trying to be something that I wasn't. And one of these songs...
That's the kind of guy I always be, buddy. I used to be like that, like... Let me see. Let me get back to what you were saying. But I changed my life about 2 weeks ago, buddy. 2 weeks ago, I was just as lost as you were then, buddy. I'm serious. I was just a mess.
Hey, bro, listen now. I'm still a mess. I can't be on no pedestal because the only thing that makes me righteous is the Lord Jesus. Me and of myself, I'm a sinner every day, bro. I'm a sinner every day. And I deserve the hell just like everybody else. Ain't nothing I do that's righteous. It's only what he does through me that's righteous. So I can't put on no crown and act like I'm this, that, and the other. And we all on an equal playing field here with that, man. We all need grace and mercy, bro.
So in other words, honey, what you saying is you ain't no hypocrite.
I ain't going to say I'm not. Because I tell you what, man, I might tell you, I sin every day, and I am a fleshly being, so I walk in depravity just as much as the Lord walks me through righteousness. Me and of myself, I feel like there's two dogs that live inside of me. The one I feed the most is the one that's going to win the fight. So if I'm feeding the wickedness the most, that's the one that's going to win the fight. If I'm feeding the righteousness the most, that's the one that's going to win the fight. So, sometimes
right,
a person...
Right.
I just be feeding the wrong dog, and then within my heart come out some nasty stuff. I be out here doing something crazy, and I'm like, oh, what am I doing? I have to go hit my knees and ask for repentance, ask for forgiveness, ask the Lord to, swoop me back up and carry me.
I got nothing but admiration for you, buddy. I'm telling you, you're so real. And I'm out here, I'm trying to figure out, I love everybody. Not everybody. I don't love everybody. I got no love for Caesar. I mean, Caesar, Miss Pam, none of those people, I really don't have no love for them. I'm trying to ask the Lord to work with me on that, and I'm working on it. Caesar won't play my Willie Nelson or my Johnny Cash, none of that. So I'm having a hard time forgiving him. But, buddy, let me ask you another question right here, buddy. How long were you been rapping? How old are you? And how long you been rapping, buddy? I just got that question everybody else want to know. I mean, hey, Caesar, get the hell on Facebook, buddy.
All right, get on.
Don't ever say I never did nothing for you, brother.
Don't play that music for that fool. We ain't got time for that. This man talking about the Lord. He talking about something curious. And you want to play that music for that fool.
I know. You know what? I'm digging the guy right now, too, man.
The Lord got a sense of humor.
Yeah,
the Lord got a sense of humor, people.
Hey, brother, check it out, my man. I told my man Brad, I'm really glad he brought you on the show tonight. I'm glad he gave you my information and got you on the show tonight so you can give a positive attitude like you got right now towards the other rappers out there that do all that cursing and all that nonsense stuff. So you right now, you got a very, very positive attitude. I got your music on the radio right now too, man. I like putting spiritual stuff on the radio. I like mixing it up with these cats out here that think every word has to be MF or something. I like that because you have good music, man, and you're not really you don't have to curse in your music and for people to listen to you, because right now you're going to have like 100,000 people listening to your this show right here, and then you also got people listening to my radio show. So that's a big radio show right there. I got all kinds of music on there, so we don't discriminate against nobody. We don't discriminate. We do all genres of music. I got African, Latino, Cuban. I got everything on there underneath the song. That's part of music right now, because music is the spiritual key to learning and being quick. And what I mean by that is, hey, music is the key to success, man. Music is everything right now. If you can't talk, if all you got to do is play a song or play a beat or make an instrumental sound with your mouth, and somebody will understand that. I know, listen to what I'm saying, man. And the reason why I know that, because I used to couldn't even talk, man. I've had 6 strokes, and they were pretty major on my brain. So, basically, I couldn't talk for a while, man. I was just making noise and You know, everybody was like, oh, this guy's never going to talk again. He's never going to walk again. And you know what? I'm so strong, man, because I believe in God just like you do. And God, I took God in my life, like when I was having all the strokes and stuff. So I took God real serious because I seen that he was trying to slow me down because I was doing stuff too fast at a fast pace. So he tried to slow me down just to show me, hey, man, you can't do everything. It took me 6 days to build a world, man. So you got to rest sometimes. So basically that's what he did. He slowed me down, and now I know what life is all about. Well, I can't really tell you about it. You got to see for yourself. But I got an answer right now for what life is about. But I can't tell you unless you were dead. You dig?
I dig, man. You know what? Hallelujah. Glory to the kingdom, man. Glory to the Father. It's a blessing,
sir,
to hear your testimony,
sir,
brother, and I thank you for sharing that,
yes,
man.
Sir.
To answer Redneck's question, I've been rapping for like a year on this gospel thing. I've been rapping for just about 1 year, been writing and composing and listening, putting it together.
Wow.
You've been rapping just 1 year, buddy. 1 year.
That's it, part. I mean, I've been rapping longer than that, but I don't consider what I was doing before worthy of anything. You know what I'm saying? This is me.
Right.
But yeah, just
I'll tell you
1 year,
buddy.
The Lord brought me to my knees. He's been working with me, so
I'm so glad, buddy.
Wow.
You came on the show tonight because I've been concerned about things. We got some people come on here, they're heathens. They come on here, they rapping all that curse and all that bull crap, and I'm trying to figure out, how the hell is Caesar letting these people on a show like this? I don't understand it.
Oh,
like,
come on, Willie.
Caesar,
come on.
I tell you what, listen here. Hey, listen here, Redneck. Listen here, bub. Jesus is God. He came from the heavens, put on a fleshly body, and walked in the midst of the gruesome nastiness. You feel me? We got to love everybody. We got to give everybody a shot.
Yeah.
And this is an ocean.
That's
it ain't just
do.
A pond. So
that's what I do.
We gotta have that. We gotta have that diversity.
I hear you, Wendell. Not to cut you off, but see, you shouldn't have all these different rappers on the show and all this cursing. You shouldn't have Miss Ma'am on the show. Miss Ma'am is a nuisance. Hell, she's an old hag. I don't need to be on the goddamn show at all. And Caesar needs to stop being a bad influence.
Willie, you just got through cursing just then, man. You just said something that you never supposed to say. Just said a word you never supposed to say, brother. You just caused out some blasphemy on God, man. Come on, brother. Talk what you preach, man. Preach what you talk, all right?
Oh, Caesar, let me break it down to you so that I ain't dumb now. God can bless you or he can damn you. So my thing is that a damn ain't nothing but condemning. You know what I'm saying? It's like short for condemn or whatever, Caesar. You got to get
No, you said GD, man. You said GD.
That's what I said, Caesar. I said, God damn, he gonna bless you, he can damn you. Which one you want? You want to be blessed, you want to be damned. You want to be condemned, you want to be blessed. What do you want?
Hey, I got you. Hey,
God damn is technically not cursing.
Hey, Wendell, I got a question for you, Wendell. Check it out. Hey, Wendell, now, let me ask you a question right now since Willie just brought that up. Now, do you believe in that, man? Do you believe in people to say, GD, do you believe in all that when they say that? Do you think that's blasphemy, or do you think that's distasteful towards God, that they're being distasteful? What do you think?
I believe in the Bible, and I believe what it tells me. I believe that the Bible is a sovereign word of the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father, and I believe that he wishes for us to speak nothing but purity and good things about him. But I also believe that I'm not condemn anybody for anything they want to say. That ain't my job.
Right.
I love y'all.
Right.
That's the only thing I got to offer because I ain't no better. Because I catch myself saying that next week when I stub my toe on the couch. You feel me? I catch myself saying that next week when I'm wanting to buy a pack of smokes. I've been clean for 2 years. Knock on wood and pray to the Father that he keeps the strength going in me. But everybody's going to do what they want to do. I can only hold myself accountable and make sure that the words I speak, the good book that the Lord put on my heart, the Lord convicted me to follow his way. I can't convict nobody else to do that. But me personally, you know, the Bible says to respect the father and his name. Words are very serious. He created the world with words. Let there be light. I mean, he said it, and it was, and I believe that we can speak life or death unto the nations. We can speak life into somebody by telling them they have beautiful eyes or hey, have a nice day, bro. I love you, man. Godspeed. Or we can speak death into them by saying, hey, you ain't looking right. I don't like them shoes. I hope you have a horrible day. Both of them things right there is going to have one of two reactions. You either going to speak life towards somebody or death towards somebody. So the things that come out of our mouths, that's power. That's a strength, and that's a force.
Right.
The Lord, you know, he brings that to the table, you know. Our words are important. The tongue cuts like a sword, brother.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, Wendell, I want to do something different tonight. Hey, check it out, Wendell. I want to do something different tonight. I want Miss Divine to come on the phone. Miss Divine, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Miss Divine, now, you've been hearing the conversation we've been having tonight. I mean, I don't want to leave you out. That's why I'm bringing you on the phone lines right now. I want you to give your opinion on what do you think about people to use the DD word.
I'm glad you asked me that. Wendell, shout out to your testimony. I'm going to wrap it up and say God said respect his word.
Right.
But at the same time, I can't judge anybody else, because if somebody's on the freeway and they might try to kick me off the freeway and I might have road rage, I might say, goddamn. But,
okay.
You know, the Bible says repent daily. So, you know, every time I go to sleep,
amen.
I always say my prayer, yo, God, forgive me if I'm lost.
Right.
I don't want to sound like a preacher or anything, but so there's nothing wrong with somebody saying God damn. There's nothing wrong with that word unless you say it backwards. Now, if you say D and then G, then you're condemning God. You can't do it like that, Caesar. Now, if you say God bless, that means that's something good about to happen, right? If you do
right.
something good, God bless you, all right? If you do something bad, God is going to damn you, Caesar. That's just the truth.
Well,
that's
you know, I hear what you guys are saying. I hear you, Ms. Divine, and I hear Willie, and I hear Wendell, but I've been raised not to use that word, and I'm not going to use that word. I think it's a dangerous word to use. I think that using that word, if I say that word right now, I could be struck down right now. So I just said that word, and now I'm struck down with an illness, and I can't talk anymore. So that means that, you know, I just said GD to God, and now I'm dead. So what do you think about that? Yeah, what?
Hey, see, can I get a word?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay, I think it really comes down to sin. Sin is anything that separates you from the Lord, brother. So if you say something and you feel convicted about it, that's your personal sin. See, a sin to me might not be a sin to you, and a sin to you might not be a sin to me. So everybody
right.
has their own personal relationship with the Lord. So to some people, listening to this radio station might be considered a sin. To some people, saying the word GD might be considered a sin. So you really got to look inside yourself, because the minute your heart starts to feel separated from God about something that you say is the minute that it becomes a sin. So it's really a personal conviction.
Okay.
To say it is or isn't, I would be like making a law. I ain't the lawmaker. I'm the lawbreaker. I'm the one that deserves
right.
punishment. You know what I'm saying? Jesus
right.
took that for me. But I think that's where it really comes down to. And this goes out to Redneck and everybody else who's listening. A sin begins when you realize you're wrong. When you feel like it's wrong and you know you're wrong and you look in the mirror and you got, okay, that was wrong. Then that you know that
right.
you got to face that. It is what it is.
Yeah.
If you do something and you don't feel that conviction, it might not be for you in that time frame a sin.
Hey, Wendell, slow down for a second. Ms. Divine.
I hear you.
Yes, sir.
Do you have is your phone on speakerphone? Do you have an earpiece?
You want me to turn it off on speakerphone?
Yeah, because I'm getting a lot of feedback from your phone line.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Sandra, that's your question, buddy.
Thank you very much.
You
I heard it too, man. I was listening to it also. Actually, I had her phone on mute because of it, but anyway. Thank you, Mr. Ben.
What about my phone, buddy? You hear my phone?
Please continue, Wendell.
That's all I was saying, man. It's everybody's individual relationship with Jesus Christ that determines what they do. If Jesus tells you it's wrong, boy, you know it's wrong. Look in the mirror and tell yourself it's wrong. And repent. When I say repent, I mean change the way. Repenting isn't just saying,
right,
I'm sorry, forgive me. That's asking for forgiveness. Repenting is turning around and going the opposite direction. So if somebody says, GD, and their heart's right, you know, their mom dies and it comes out, I'm not going to say it is or is not sinful, and I'm not going to say it is or is not wrong. I'm not the lawmaker, brother, like I told you.
Right.
Let's just elaborate the fact that a sin is when you realize you're wrong. When you realize you're going against God, you know it's wrong. So, I feel like everybody got a righteous opinion here, man.
All right, so let me break this down for you. You're my buddy. I mean, I got to break this down to you, Caesar. Like I say, you go down and look at the word. You got to break it down. God damn. All right? You know what damn is, right? Damn is the opposite of blessing, Caesar. If God is not going to bless you, he'll damn it. So my thing, if you do bad, he's going to damn you, Caesar.
Why are you bad, Caesar.
If you're good, he's going to bless you.
Hey, Willie, why are you guys acting like that I'm the one that needs this? The phone lines are just about filled. I got people on the phone lines that are confused about it also. They probably raised the same way I'm raised, man. So you don't have to address me by, hey, saying Caesar this, Caesar that, man. You know, you're saying it to everybody, so just talk. You don't have to say my name.
That's a fool, Caesar. That's a fool. You can't listen to him. You better damn the radio show. You put that fool on here. It's your host. Your cool. That's blasphemy, Caesar. That's blasphemy.
Hey,
you got to walk around and see who white guy. He's a redneck, and he's in the trailer park, and he don't know what the hell going on. He just wake up every morning drinking moonshine, and now he became a sheriff. He arrested folks for no reason at all, Caesar. You condemning the show, Caesar.
Wow. Thank you, Miss Mel. I appreciate that. I love you to death, too, lady. I really do. But anyway, now, Miss Devine, I know what you were saying. Believe me, you don't have to convince me that the word is all right. I know a word is just a word, unless you use it blasphemy and say something about God. So I know that. As long as you're not using blasphemy, I know everything else is acceptable. But what I'm saying is it's kind of distasteful when you say that, because, you know, you're talking about my God and your God also. I don't want to say anything about God, first of all. I don't want to say anything negative about God. I don't want to say anything negative about you guys. You guys are basically like people that I know. I know all you guys from Facebook, and I want to keep everything positive with you guys. That's why I'm talking to you guys now, because, you know, I think we need to get that out of our vocabulary. As a matter of fact, we need to get all curse words out of our vocabulary. Probably the year before last, this time, I was cursing like a sailor. I listen to the radio show now, and it just embarrasses me when I listen to some of the stuff I was saying. And then I thought that was good because the ratings were good. You know, I had a good show at that time. I was working with SCM Radio, and SCM Radio really didn't give a care what I did, so they let me do me because it was good for ratings. But now when I listen to the show, it's like, wow, man, why did I do that? I mean, I made myself like a complete idiot. I made myself look very, very – I made myself look like guys that have their pants sticking around their butts right now with the underwear showing. That's how I made myself look, you know. And I don't want to look like that.
You're the reason my grandchildren roll around here just cursing and screaming to the top of their voice like they do, because I let them listen to your radio show. And you done put a spell on them where they can't even talk right.
Wow. And, you know, I really hate that. I really hate that, Miss Ma'am, that I did your kids, your grandkids like that, because that's what I'm saying. That's what DJ Black T was all about back then when everything was good. Like right now, I listen to the DJs that I talk to like on a daily basis. Every word is like MF coming out their mouth. So I'm like, wow, man, why does this guy curse so much? But I used to be that guy, you know? So I really, like you said, I'm not here to judge anyone. I'm just here to correct it. If I can help correct it, then I'm here to correct your mistakes. That's all I'm insinuating on is to correct the mistakes that are being made by people daily. I don't talk foul. I don't talk negative. I never talk negative on anyone. I used to do that. I used to talk about people. I used to talk crazy. But now, you know, I think when I took the Lord in my life, I said, I'm not going to do that anymore, so I stopped doing it. Dude, I'm happy to be talking right now. They didn't think I would have a radio show again. That's what everybody was saying, like, 2 years ago. It's like, man, this guy will never talk again. He's done. He'll never have a radio show again. He's done. So, you know what? I made idiots out of all of them, out of the doctors also, but they told me I never walked.
I'm so proud, and I'm so glad you got Wendell on the show tonight, and I'm so happy you got my sister Divine on the show tonight, Caesar, because we need some positive artists, and
right.
I got my grandchildren looking and listening, and they really getting a kick out of this show listening to Caesar. Now, Caesar, you need to put Willie off the show. He don't need to be on this show tonight.
Oh, wow. Miss Man, I don't want to put Willie on the show. This is Willie's show, too, man. I don't want to put him off.
I'm going to tell you something, Caesar. One thing you should never do is listen to Miss Ma'am, because Miss Ma'am, she don't know what's going on. She got dementia. She got Alzheimer's. She got everything going on with her.
Oh, wow, man. That dude just said he had dementia.
She don't know what's going on, Caesar. She just wakes up every morning with some coffee and some smoke. You know? She don't know what's going on.
Corey.
I'm here.
Hey, back to Corey, man. Back to Corey. Hey, Corey, we're about to play your song called Warning. Say what it is. Warning Exir?
It's Warning, brother. That's it.
Oh, Warning. Okay, I got you. Warning. I got an Exir or something up there. I got your name up there. Okay, I'm sorry. I got your name in the wrong spot.
It says Warning.
I got your name in the wrong spot. You want to give me a world premiere on that? Because we're going to play that song right now, brother.
Yeah, go ahead and run it, man. This is just a warning. This is what the Lord put on my heart to tell anybody who wants to receive it. And even if you don't want to receive it, you're about to hear the truth. So, you know, listen to it, dig it out. I hope that it really hits the hearts of a lot of people, man. Because this is my heart, which y'all are about to hear, man. It's a little bit about my past and a little bit about what the Lord's doing with me. So I hope you dig it.
Well, give a shout out to the DJ Black Season Friends show. Give a shout out and introduce the song.
This is Easer. I'm out here on the all-new DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. I'm repping Big City, 777 Royal Kingdom, repping DJ Loch Ness Productions. We're repping for the Lord Almighty right here. This is Warning. Oh, man, pop it up, turn it up, let it play.
It's a warning for the souls who refuse to hit their knees. Area code 777, Royal Kingdom.
Psycho.
Let's have you quiet for a while, but it's time to pull the choke. Let the fuel leak to the fire, let the engine start to smoke. In his name I seek the lost, the broken and the shame, to let him know about his glory, his mercy, his reign. Bring the light into the darkness, bring the healing to the pain, to open every single door and smash every window pane. With a roaring like a lion, tongues will shatter all this vein. With the power of the spirit, bones will shatter, teeth will break.
Warning, warning for the soul who refuse to hit their knees. It's the warning for the souls who refuse to hit their knees.
So, try if you will, try if you might, to break this brother down. You're in for a fight, cause I've always been last, not been much of a boaster. Used to take the backseat, protect grains like toasters. Rode on a short bus, took them ed classes. Befriended the lost kids, didn't fit with the masses. Pushing shoved in hallways, called out by the jocks.
tested too low to receive popular school props. Took them walks home alone, it's time to seek peace. But often wonder what was calling me back to the streets. Tried to fit in a time or two or maybe three, but something inside just wouldn't let it be. Wasn't until later in life that I finally understood it was the process of the building, introduction of the good, the production of a sponsor for the one and only Christ. The cross, the ministry, the death to the life.
Warning for the soul who refuse to hit the knees. Is the warning for the souls who refuse to hit the knees.
Now there's that pain when I wake, that pain when I sleep. There's that change in my heart, a change for the meek, a purpose for the broken and a purpose for the weak. Proposals for the fallen and a cause for these streets. A calling for the lost and a calling from the found. A yelling from the hearts and a yearning from the ground. Bleeding from the hands and a bleeding in the cup. Adoption for the sinners and repentance for the judge. Reformation for the people who choose to throw it up. And a kingdom in the heavens for the soldiers seeking love. Open arms for the daughters, hardened fists for the sons. No confusion in the homeland, no one has to run.
Warning for the souls who refuse to hit the knees. It's the warning for the souls who refuse to hit the knees.
So give him real life, give him the credit, give him the chance, make sure that you rep it. Give him the praises, give him the statement that his death was worthy of salvation. Give him your heart, give him your banquet. Submit to his word and get off that slave ship. Be free in his presence, his love and patience. Don't you know through his blood that you'll be blameless? And through his mercy and his grace you are nameless.
Warning for the soul who refuse to hit the knees. It's the warning for the soul.
Yo, I got a question. Well, let's take a question real quick. Let's take a question from an audience member, Man37. I see you've been out there for a while. What's up? Who's that?
I'm 937 right here.
I'm sorry. Man37569. I'm sorry. You're right. It's a lot of them on there. Man37569.
It's Loch Ness, Caesar. What's good?
What's up, Loch Ness? What's going on, man?
Man, just counting my blessings every day, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, this is my guy, Loch Ness, man. This guy's a real good friend of mine. He's a nerd DJ also. So, you know, that makes us a family, man. So, what's going on, Loch Ness? Tell me a little something about your artist that he hasn't said tonight.
Man, my dude,
other than he's an outstanding, positive young man.
Well, I just wanted to add to it that God works in mysterious ways because I got introduced through him is through the people that I went to high school with, and they kept on hitting me up like, man, you gotta work with this guy, I was like, all right, I'll give him a try, he's got to be serious, so therefore, the very next day he hit me up, and I was like, bet, all right, let's cool, let's meet up. We met up, chopped it up, did a lot of fellowship. He taught me some stuff that I didn't know. And then he told me, he was like, well, I'm about to get married. And I was like, okay, good for you. And he said, my wife, his name's Tabby. I was like, and you know her. I was like, okay, I wasn't thinking. But then I got to thinking, and I was like, wow, I grew up with his wife. We had a rap group back in the day when we were in junior high and high school.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I mean, it just, God works in mysterious ways, and,
yeah.
It's meant for us to work together and get some real music out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
cause
it's
garbage out here, and I'm
right.
Not going to sit back and let garbage fill our kids' ears. I'm not going to let them brainwash us, bro. You know,
right.
I'm not letting them do it. You know what I'm saying? So
I
want to give love to everybody.
You
have this whole radio show has been a blessing. You guys have talked about a topic that needs to be addressed, especially to these young kids. Willie, I appreciate
right.
you. I love you, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got to do what I got to do. And we got to talk about subjects that needs to be talked about. Got to give a shout-out to,
right.
you know what I'm saying, Miss Divine. She's out there doing her thing. And this is a beautiful mm-hmm. show, Nerve DJ family in the building. I love y'all.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Shout-out Corey. I got to get off here and get to my more interviews and stuff and let them know about the gospel. I love y'all, man.
All right.
We love
you,
too, my brother. Yes, sir.
Peace.
That's my dude right there. Thanks a lot, Loch Ness. We appreciate you, DJ. Yeah, that's my little brother right there, man. Loch Ness is the truth right now, man. This guy is spreading the word about Christ, and I can dig it, man. I can dig it when they're spreading the word about Christ because I do love Christ also, and I like to spread the word when I can. What's up, Willie?
I'm going to tell you what I can dig, buddy.
What's that?
I can dig that song you just played by my man right here, Wendell. I love it, buddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I loved it also, man.
I'm glad.
We got another song by Wendell also, man, we're going to play. Hold on for a second. Let me see. The other song is called Oh My Goodness. Wendell, what is that Oh My Goodness about?
Oh My Goodness. Oh My Goodness. Listen, oh my goodness is the reaction I had when I realized that I was chosen and elected by God the Father himself, and I was a king
okay.
under his majesty. When I realized
okay.
that I was saved, that I was forgiven for my sins, and who I was, who I really was, when I realized the value of my humanity and my spirituality and the Holy Spirit, I sat back and I said, oh my goodness. I can't believe
yeah.
this, and I had to make a song about it. So this song,
wow.
Oh My Goodness, is that right there. It's about me stepping back like, whoa, this is who I am. Ugh. Okay. Just discovering that through the scriptures and through being discipled at the churches and just getting into it with the Lord. He just taught me so many things, and that's what this is about.
Cool, 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 man. Well, I know you gave me a world premiere the first time already on the last song, Warning, so I'm going to do this on this song right here. This is my dude, Corey Wendell. He has a song, Oh My Goodness. Check it out, guys. Listen and love it.
Drinking out this cup, overflowing with his blood. Never thought that I'd partake in the riches of the sun. Never figured I'd be rapping about the glorious of love. And never pictured myself telling all the stories from above. Now there's a difference in my walk, a difference in my talk. To be redeemed has got me running from these outlines. Made a chalk in the street life I was living is one I never will forget. But it's definitely worth remembering so I don't stumble when I'm sick.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Oh my, oh my. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Oh my, oh my. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
Jesus saved my life.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my, oh my.
He came to settle the score and eat with men like me. Men that stuck in a whirlwind of a flock of lost sheep. Men that know they can't get out the trenches without being redeemed. Men that see the reflection in the pool of deceit and see the true colors and choose to love the enemies and turn the other cheek. Men that sin on the daily and don't recall the envy. In fact, he came to sit with a nation like ours, to dine with the rapists, with the killers and stars, with the broken mothers and the broken sons from the dark. Give mercy and forgiveness and the love from his heart, and bring justice to the preachers and the churches who aren't. See, I can't be good enough ever to preach out the gospel. If I'm waiting on that day, it's a mission impossible.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Oh my, oh my. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Oh my, oh my.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Jesus saved my life.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
This cloak been protected by an armor known by most. I've been chosen and elected to become a holy host. Picked apart by the hands of an artist second to none. Been created and reformed by the true begotten son. Destined to take a beat for the world for my beliefs. But set free to walk and shaken by the hose hammered through his feet.
drop off every ledge of every fake inspired clip, just to be granted satisfaction of his everlasting grip. Temper to the core, strengthened by his mighty, mighty might, giving gifts to hear the calling of the children in the night. I've been blessed with the abilities to see through the face of whom I'm posing, rightful owner of the body and the steward of the globe.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Oh my, oh my.
Oh my goodness, man, that is tight. This dude is having great positive feedback on his songs from DJ Black Caesar. I can't help but give him good feedback because he's talking about something that we all need to be talking about. So, man, it's out there on top of talking about the Lord, talking about, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. Holy crap. You know what? Hey, check it out, my brother. You got some good song right there. I love that song, man. You got some good positive knowledge going on, good positive power going on, good part, positive everything going on. I feel the energy from that song right there, Wendell. That's pretty good. What's up? What's up with you, Wendell?
Hey, man, I'm glad you like it, man. I'm so blessed that you would put that on the air for me and that you would support that venue, man. I'm just counting
yeah,
blessings as they roll in, man.
You
just raining it down.
I got your stuff on the radio right now, Wendell. I couldn't wait. I got you and Miss Divine on the radio right now, but I need to send you a drop script because I didn't send you a drop script and I didn't return. I didn't even let you know I put it on there, but I do have your music on the radio right now. So anybody looking to get their music on the radio, you can send me one song, and we'll do two songs for like $5 if you guys want to get in on it, because I got a lot of people getting in on it, man. I don't even know what I got going on right now. I got to go to my emails when we're done with this show and load up some more music, because I got so many people jumping on this right now. It's crazy, man. It's crazy, crazy, crazy. But I need more positive feedback from Wendell. But I see a number out there, 3330. I see you out there. I'm cutting your phone line off. 330, what's up? What's your feedback?
What's my feedback?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. What's your feedback on that song right there?
I probably called too soon. I was trying to call reply to Divine Charlene's music, and I'm probably on too soon. I don't know how exactly to come in when it's her turn.
Okay, don't worry about it. But that, did you hear that song we just played?
Yeah, it's an awesome song. I enjoyed it.
I got a question for you. Who's this guy here? What's your name?
My name is Curly Washington. I'm a producer from Akron, Ohio. Actually,
Curly, do me a favor.
Huh?
Hey, do me a favor. I don't mean to cut you off or whatever. You know, I'm not no cutoff person or whatever. Why would you stick around on the show and just talk to her for a little bit? You know, we need somebody on the show because you got a talent, you got experience, whatever, so you might come in handy on here, and I might hire you for my damn self.
All right.
What's your name, man? What's your name, baby?
My name is Curly Washington. I'm a gospel songwriter and producer.
Oh, you're a gospel songwriter?
Yes,
damn.
Yeah.
We got a lot of positive people. Oh,
that's
up,
what
man,
I'm talking about. See, I want her to stick around right here. See, I can tell, I can feel the spirit when she answered when she picked up the phone and you know said whatever she said. Caesar, I just feel it all in my soul, buddy.
That's cool. Miss Divine will be up next. I see Stace Darling on in the queue right now. She's ready to come on and ask Miss Divine some questions. But first of all, I'd like to get my guy Corey to give us his social network. Corey, share your social networks with the rest of the world.
Y'all can reach me. Just Corey Wendell, Corey. The last name is Wendell. Hit me up on Facebook. You're going to see me on there rapping with the mic on my little fitted cap with the cross on it and my little neon green hoodie. I'll accept it. We can mingle. We can talk about the gospel message and getting that out there. You can hit me up on Twitter under the same name. I got Snapchat. We'd be getting on with the funny pictures and stuff. And you know, I'm down the network and do different gospel shows all over the place, man. It don't matter. I'm just here to carry it where the Lord wants me to. So,
right. Yeah, are you, you're not on Reverb Nation?
Not yet. I'm still networking, man. I'm still real young into this process right now. I'm trying to get a lot of things moving. I could use as much help as I could possibly get, as much publicity and networking connections as I could possibly get. I could use them. I got a album release party at One Eye Jack's, Colonel Glenn Highway. That's in Fairborn, Ohio, June 27th, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. I'm going to be rocking the stage with all my tracks from the new album coming out in July. It's called Life for a Life. We're going to try to push that out on iTunes and some different other venues. Man, so y'all be looking for that. I hope everybody can grab it.
Yeah. Well, I'll be looking out for it.
Cool, man. Well, that's great, brother. I'm glad you're on the show tonight, man. But, hey, you know what? It comes to an end, you know. You got to come to an end. So thanks a lot, my brother. You did an outstanding job. Stacy, Darlene, what's up, lady? I see you're out there. What's up? What's up, girl?
How you doing, Steve? How's everybody
doing? Doing pretty good. Everybody's doing pretty good.
This is a nice change. And I really was digging on his music. I'm over here at work just head bobbing. It was very enlightening, and I like that. It's with that positive message, and me having teens, I really like that route. And they like, you know, a different type of variety of music, but especially my teen boys that do follow, you know, they prefer that little hip-hop genre, that music. I would definitely be one to you know, work with you on that networking. That's pretty hot.
Hey, Stacey, like you took phase one already.
How you doing, Willie?
I'm doing fine. If I could ever get Caesar act right, I'd be doing better.
Wow. I didn't doing anything wrong, man. I thought Caesar was just doing whatever he normally does. But anyway, I guess Willie thinks I'm doing something wrong. But anyway, check it out, guys. Stacey, Darlene. Hey, Window, thanks for coming on the show tonight, man. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate all the questions you answer for us. But, you know, we're going to let you sit back. You'll be on the standby. Just stick around for the rest of the show, and we might have some more. Well, we got a question right now. Hold on for a second, guys. Let me see who this is right quick. Okay, go ahead, 937703.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. This is Tabitha from Troy.
Hello,
and
Tabby.
I like
Yo,
it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That was good. I like the uplifting. I like the clean music, the message. I think it was really good. It was moving me, and I enjoyed it. It was nice. Thank you for putting it on there.
Thank you, Tabitha. You're welcome also. But we really appreciate you calling in tonight to the show to show support to Corey, because he does have supporters out there. I see him out there. I see a lot of 937s. I see a lot of 972s. And I see quite a few 702s also from Las Vegas, where Stacy's at. And I see 773 out there quite a few times. That's where Willie's from, Chicago. Okay. Guys, I see you guys. We'll push one of your keypads so we can ask, so you guys can ask a question to any one of these audience members, or ask a question to me, because we'll try to answer your question. So if you got a question, please push one on your dial pad, and we'll see that question mark light up by your name, and we'll call your digits for you to ask a question. Okay, guys, let's get on with the rest of the show. Stacey, Darlene, Ms. Divine, where are you at, Ms. Divine?
I'm right here. Chilling with the all-new DJ Black Caesar Friend show.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
Thank you, Ms. Divine. We appreciate that. Ms. Divine got it down packed, man. She's going to keep on saying it. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, y'all, I got to come to work. I'm hopping off here.
Yeah. Hey, Ms. Divine, we're going to bring Stacey Darlene on. She's going to be talking to you for a while, getting some information from you, and I might ask you a question now every now and then, so... If you can answer those questions, that'll be great, and we can get on with our rest of our show. Because now the show is all Darlene's. What's up, Stacey?
Oh, Lord.
Hello. How you? Sorry about that. I had a small little technical difficulty here. Anyways, Ms. Devine, I'm so happy to have you on the show. I tried to do a little bit of research here. Could you tell us a little bit about you and what it is that you do and how long you've been doing it?
Sure. I'm from California on the West Coast. Shout out to the 619. And actually, I got a lot of friends all over, so it's a lot of area codes. I've been down in the game as far as, you know, talent since I was 5 years old. And, hello?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
I started out as 5 years old. I'm going to make the long story short. I was always in grade school, high school, junior high school in the performing arts. And I loved to dance. I loved to rap. I loved to sing. I was always just in the limelight. And I really took it serious in the early 90s. And my first two CDs were a gospel act as well. And I carry my cross everywhere I go. But now in this season, I'm in the love and the relationship kind of theory. And as far as the hustle, I'm more in the struggle right now. So when I talk about music, I'm talking about my love life, my love and relationships may go bad, and the struggles in the hood where I'm from in the Bronx and Southeast California, you know, just feeling life every day, you know, because there's a lot of things that go on outside of the church too. So when you hear my music, it's called grown folk music, and also, like I said, some things in the struggle. You know, I'm a parent. I just hustle. I don't have anybody representing me but God. I'm a boss chick, meaning that I'm an entrepreneur. I run my own show, you know, and I just be on there grinding. So now I have an EP that's out, and it's on iTunes. It's on Spotify, Amazon. It's called My Body, I Want You. I also have a song that's out that's called Sometimes I Cry. Sometimes I cry because I'm tired of the struggle, you know, in the ghettos. You know, people may not have nothing to eat. You know, you're worried about when your bills gonna do. You know, I'm a single parent. Lord, how I'm gonna live. You know, so I got a lot of different types of styles of music. You know, I'm just a writer. I don't write just in a box about one thing. I write about everything. Nice. So that's me.
Do you remember? I mean, I know you said that you started performing. You've been doing it since you were, you know, as young as five. Do you remember your first time performing?
Oh, man, I was at elementary school, Kennedy Elementary School. We was doing a Wiz play back then. And all I can remember is, you know, going out and just performing with no type of blueprint. I just started slanging. And I won a contest because it wasn't, you know, what I say, but it wasn't rehearsed. It was just something that I was freestyling. And I remember going to different birthday parties back in the day, you know, getting money for a dollar if you win, not as a stripper or nothing, but back then it was that honest, you know, stuff. So when I went to junior high school, I started singing in the choir, you know, and I was also in the church choir, you know, and I've always been in the church choir singing praise and worship, you know, even when I got older, you know, had a family and kids. So I always carried my cross wherever I go.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I like the fact that you're kind of all over the spectrum as far as musically. Working in entertainment for as long as you have, are you running into any, I don't necessarily know how to word this, any conflicts or any issues as far as being a woman in the industry?
Yeah. It's even more intimidating for people because I have to come triple hard. You know, meaning that it's a male dominant industry. So I have to be a boss chick. I have to think business first, you know. No, it's all work and no play, you know. And there's times when I've released music with Tommy Boy label and dealing with the small indie labels, and they did a bum deal, and, you know, I didn't sign on the dotted line first, and they released my stuff, and they, you know, so I had to learn the hard way, the grimy thug that way, you know, when I was younger. But if I would have knew what I knew now, none of that stuff would have happened. And I have lost out on two labels because of conflict and jealousy. And you know what? The industry is just dirty. You know, it's just flat out dirty. You know, there's no compromising about that. So, you know, I always say I'm indie, and it's about the community, because it's the community, the people, the fans that's listening now are the ones that make you. You know what I'm saying? And I miss touring on the West Coast. I miss being on the radio and doing my radio shows like this on the West Coast. I've done a lot of shows, open up for people like Yolanda Adams, CeCe Winans, you know. I did a lot of things. Auntie and Debbie Winans, you know. I did a lot of things back in the day in my young 20s. Yeah. So it's nothing to me to get a mic and just go out there and do something for the community. It's a lot of radio shows. That's one good thing I always tell people. If you can get connected with the local radio shows and they invite you to do something, do it. Because they're going to hook you up on their local radio shows. And, you know, just doing stuff for the community. I'm a community type person.
How important, or do you think it's a responsibility of an artist to give back or do some sort of community activism or so forth? What is your opinion on that?
My thing is to give back by soul winning, touching people's lives. You know, basically, you're not the only one that's going through the struggle. If we can all lift each other up instead of tearing each other down, you know, help each other. I was also involved in a mission, you know, like feeding the homeless and giving to the poor as far as clothes, you know, nice clothes, good clothes. You know, you don't want to give somebody something that you wouldn't wear, you know. So that's me. I'm more of the giver. And when people talk about their empire, my empire, my motives is to support the hood, you know, give back food, money, clothing, you know, helping people that's under me that doesn't understand the music game, you know, giving them knowledge, you know, so they won't have to go through what I went through the hard way, you know, make sure they stay on their roots with the music because music has changed, you know, but I'm going to always be down with the gospel room. That's number uno. You know, but when you're doing, like, hip-hop and R&B, you know, some of these songs, you got to wear a condom, you know, to listen to it. And, you know, it's no disrespect.
Right.
It's just, you know, grown folks, you know, if you're going to, you know, you have your rated R's, your rated PG's, your rated 13, and I just feel like a lot of these songs need to be after midnight or when kids are asleep. You know what I'm saying?
So,
something that I would watch. I would watch it, but it would be after 12 o'clock midnight, you know. I think it's just a little bit too much now that they're showing on day TV because of kids, you know. So I don't curse. Yeah, I don't curse in my music neither. You know, I said GD in one of my songs. It was Damn If I Do, Damned If I Don't. Now, that was from the King James Version because what Country really said, he said the opposite of damn was, you know, not a blessing. So when you're struggling, you're like, God, I'm doing all the right things, but I'm still struggling. What's going on? You know, I got demons on my back, you know, Jehovah God, if you're real, where you at, you know. So a lot of my songs you will feel, even if it's talking about love, breakups, or just, you know, like I said, the hustle.
I like the fact you said the album, the EP you have out right now is called Grown Folks?
It's called My Body, I Want You, under Divine Charlanae.
Okay.
And let me spell my name because a lot of people pronounce it wrong and they can't find my music. D-I-V is in Victory, N is in Nancy E. If you can spell Charlene with the extra E, Charlanae, C-H-A-R-L-E. N is a Nancy, double E. And you can find me all over the internet. You could Google me and find me everywhere for 5 years.
Definitely, because I took a look at it.
Yeah, I've been consistent.
You are all over Google, girl.
Right, people, they follow me. They try to do what I do. I'm all in the emails and everywhere. So a lot of people know me out there. They're just waiting for me. Even labels, I'm going to keep it real. They're just waiting for me to come out with a new project. So I'm looking for that special producer that we can make love in the studio. And I'm talking about music. I'm not talking about flesh.
Making
music.
We
could do an album, make love with the music and have fun, you know, and just give the people what they want. And, you know, I'm headed to the East so far because everybody that want to work with me is in the East Coast. So if that's where everybody is, that's where I need to be residing at. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
By the time next year, hopefully that's where I'll be. But all the DJs are requesting my songs, and they're kind of putting a little pressure on me now, but I don't think they know the situation. I'm just looking for that right producer, you know. And Curly, that's my girl. I got to give a shout-out to her. She's been in my network for 5 years. I love her. She's a gospel artist.
Where you?
She, yeah.
Where you at, girl?
Yeah, and she also does R&B. Me and her is working on a track right now. It's a snippet. It's called Why You Do Me This Way. Okay, that's another anthem, like a Mary J. Blige anthem. You know, you're in a relationship and you're loving someone, and all of a sudden they just leave you. You know, you gave them keys to your heart. All my stuff is a story, and it's based on real things. So when you listen to my music, say, dang, Divine went through some stuff. Or, dang, Divine, she was in love.
You talked to her right here. I was loving her, and she just left me, dropped me like a hot potato.
That's jacked up.
That's a bad feeling.
That's a bad feeling, you know, because you're loyal. They say be loyal, but sometimes you can be loyal to the wrong person.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, doing music as long as you have, and I know you said you really started taking it seriously in the 90s, you started doing gospel.
Uh-huh.
The whole grown and sexy thing that you're doing now, which I love. I'm a big fan of, you know, of that. Could you tell me how you feel music? I mean, you know, there's been so many changes with, you know, auto-tune and industry changes,
man.
Technology.
I'm not going to compromise on that.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But what would you say music, the direction it would be going as far as the R&B route that you are, you know, from where it is then to where it is now?
I think right now that auto-tunes is a fad, just to be honest. It's been around, but it's playing out. You're starting to get a lot of complaints and a lot of requests now that people are wanting to hear the authentic, you know. Me growing up in the old school, you know, the 70s, the 80s and 90s, I thank God I grew up in that era because I can appreciate the Patti LaBelle's, Anita Baker's, the Shirley Murlocs, and, you know.
Oh, wow, just, yeah.
You know, like now my mentors in this generation is Angie Stone, Mary J., Faith Evans, you know, Kiki Wyatt, you know. I'm just
that type of
style right there, that's me, you know, and I'm not going to change the game, you know. And one time I tried to go in the studio, and they was like, and I asked about some auto-tunes or something, and they looked at me crazy, like, are you serious? My voice, put it this way, it didn't even sound right. We had to let it go because my vocals was just too authentic and unique. Everybody's unique, you know what I'm saying? And he just straight up told me that's for people who can't sing or if you want to do it in rap. Now, I don't mind doing it in rap because, you know, rap you can play like Missy Elliott, different styles. That's my girl, my mentor when it comes down to rap. Shout out to MC Light. Oh, my God. You know, just a lot of icons. Everybody who's iconic right now, back from the 80s and 90s, that's old school. But I also like to do new. I'm open to new things, you know. But as long as it's not commercial, I like something that's going to speak to me, talk to me, and say, hey, you know, not something that's watered down and commercial. And you're like, well, I don't understand that. A lot of these music now, I'm not going to lie, I don't understand it. I just don't.
Right.
They all sound the same. Who was that? What this person sound like? The same beats, the same rhyme, the same flow. Nobody's
same old,
original.
Same old. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So me is old school. I'm going to keep it, you know, it's going to be new school, but it's still going to be authentic, unique. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Now, I might sound like somebody like Tupac or some female, whatever, because we grew up like that. They all might have some similarities, but you're going to have still a uniqueness about you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Definitely. Definitely. Willie, you were trying to say something. What did you want to say to Ms. Divine?
I was trying to say about Dolly Parton. I mean, what about Dolly Parton? I ain't heard you say nothing about Dolly Parton or Tammy
You know what? I like Willie Nelson. I was a fan of him in the 80s when they all sung with We All the World with Janet Jackson, with Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones, all of them. You know, I grew up in that era in the 80s, Whitney Houston, all of them.
Yeah, I'm an 80s baby.
I know what good music is like and what it's supposed to sound like. I'm not brainwashed, you know. And I like Dolly Parton. I'm a fan of hers. Matter of fact, she came out with a movie with Queen Latifah. You know, I watch it all the time, you know. Big fan of Dolly Parton. I'm not going to lie. I love Dolly Parton.
What? You sound like you're my kind of woman. I'm about to drop Stacey's. It's like a bad habit.
See how quickly that is?
I'm open to a lot of music. Don't get me wrong, as long as it tells stories and it makes sense.
How do you keep that sound fresh? That sound new?
I don't know. In my blood. It's just in my blood. I remember what motivated me. Nobody asked me what motivated me to pick up a mic. I'm going to tell you what motivated me. The Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight. Okay? That right there, man. Yeah. I just was like, this is the stuff right here. I fell in love with it. You know, like, it was just my best friend. You know, and I just found myself writing rhymes, their rhymes, trying to rap like them. And then you had the song, Don't Push Me Because I'm Close to the Edge. You know, it's just, oh, my God, Run DMC, the Fat Boys.
Hey, I got all that stuff on my radio station. Just let everybody know. I got all those songs on my Facebook, on my radio station. Know.
And you know what? That's my fault because I always ask, when did you fall in love with hip-hop? That's usually my first question, and I sure didn't ask you that. I apologize.
That's the time period right there.
Man. You got it.
You put on Rapper's Delight right now, I'm dancing on a dance floor all night because I know they got like 3 different versions.
Definitely. You remind me of Betty Wright or somebody, honey. Well, I listen to you. How you talk? You remind me of Betty Wright or Shaka or somebody, you know.
You know what? Somebody told me the same thing, and I was like, really? You know, in my vocals.
Hey, that's
really
a compliment.
They're really rich.
That's a beautiful compliment.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my God, but you know what? That's cool because I grew up at the old school. You know, I can't help that. That's, like I said, that's my roots. I stick to it. If I find myself falling off track, I go back to it, you know. And, a lot
of
honey, these tunes.
We're going to put you back on track, honey, because you're doing your thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I got to, because if nobody else do it, you know, if I don't do it, nobody else will, you know. And I've been pushing myself and pushing myself. I know how to go in and make my own deals with the radio station, with the stores, you know. It's just me, because I was with this label. They just sat back. They didn't do anything. So the artist, me, I had to go out and push my own stuff, and it was hard. You know, going in the stores, doing those contracts and stuff. And my music was just as good as Kirk Franklin's and everybody else, selling at the same price. And the radio stations was blowing up on a gospel tip, and they was always calling me, Divine, we need some more CDs. We need some more CDs. And what got shiesty, you talked about, you know, conflict, the guy wanted to hold on to my music. He was married and had a crush on me. And,
you know,
I wasn't going down that route. I meant to tell y'all that. Watch out for that, ladies, you know. A lot of these cats, I would give them my money to go in the studio time. They didn't want that. They want something else, you know, and I don't ride like that. I don't sleep for beats. So now what I do is I go online, and I might buy some tracks, and some of the real homies might spit me some tracks. I go into a studio, I record, and I put everything on the album, and bow, that's it. I don't owe nobody nothing.
Nice.
Yeah, man. And I'm going to tell you something, between me and you, I ain't never liked Tommy Boy Records. I ain't never liked him.
Nah, what happened was they had did the dude right, but he took the money and spent it. He didn't do right by the label, by us. I was supposed to come on as a writer. And he, when I went and confronted him about it, he was like, I didn't have no money. I'm sorry. And, you know, and at the time, I didn't know how to go and get an attorney and sue him and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
The song blew up on BET, everywhere. You know, and I'm hearing on the radio, and I'm heartbroken. This is supposed to be my best friend. I went to Vegas, and I had a deep depression for 8 years. When I went to San Antonio 8 years later, that's when I started getting motivated back into the rap, into everything that I went through. Because, see, I was doing gospeling, and these was the people in the church that did it. Not everybody in the church is bad. It was just the people who I was dealing with that broke my heart.
Yeah.
So
I
had the blues. So I started singing R&B, you know, broken relationships, the struggle. okay? That's what I'm telling you about life. And my favorite scriptures in the Bible, my favorite Bible book is Psalms and also Solomon. People don't know that Solomon sung a lot of love ballads, and people came all over the world to see him, and he had Grammys and trophies and stuff. So it's not a sin to do that. A lot of people think it's a sin to do that, and it's not.
Well, people say, honey, you read that Bible, honey. No, those folks had problems. Samson Delilah. I mean, Samson could have some blues music. Hey, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, broken relationships in that Bible. You check out what happened to old Solomon and all those damn women. I'm telling you, honey. Those women
yeah, that's where his that was his downfall. That was his downfall. That was his weakness. The women, but, you know, God granted him a wish because he asked for wisdom, and that's the best thing you can ever ask for because he didn't ask for money, and he was so talented like his dad, David, you know, and music is a healing to people. That's why everybody's online. They love music. They love the inspiration. They love the lyrics. They're looking for something. You know what I'm saying? Something to fill the void.
Well, I'm going to send you my life story, honey, and when I send it to you, you're going to write some music about it. Man, you're going to get rich, honey. I'm going to give you some of the inspiration. I done got the finest church. I done everything, honey. I'm going to tell you.
Well, hallelujah. Praise God. And I love Curly. She's so sweet.
I went through so much stuff. I went through stuff with Caesar. Caesar, he ain't no earthly good.
Don't talk about my boy like that. He's learning. He said you know what? I like when he said the new. See, God is doing something. He said the all new DJ Black Caesar franchise. God is working with him.
It's time for something new. I hope he ain't lying.
You know, that'd be the GD. The verse of the blessing.
Hey, Steve, do we have one of Miss Divine's songs we can hear?
I'm not sure which one. I know I sent in Sometimes I Cry, My Body, I Want You. That's the one that everybody loves, those two songs. I'm getting
all right,
a lot of
California Crime.
Oh, yeah, I didn't send that one in. But that's on the
hey, check it out. We got 22 minutes. I'm going to play the song in about a couple more minutes. You guys go ahead and talk a little bit more. Let people know who she is.
Oh, okay.
Can you tell me, Miss Divine, who inspires you?
Yeah, you know, God, it's a lot of people. That's hard. Like I said, who inspired me in the rap game, I'll say it was the Sugar Hill Gang, and who inspired me to sing is pretty much the people in the church, you know, and I was able to take that and run with it into performing arts at school, you know, and then you got, you know, Whitney Houston came out. Oh, my God. I just sung her song. A few sunny moments is all I just swear I was her every day walking and my fans were singing. So I would just bust out and start singing, you know, and Whitney Houston, man, I'm telling you, and you know, you got Janet Jackson, you know, like I said, it was just a lot going on in the 80s, a lot of good talent, and then you got the 90s, and then you had, like, Salt and Pepper. My favorite MC rapper of all time, I wouldn't even go battle against her, and that's the truth, that's MC Light. Light.
Right,
oh,
yeah,
man,
definitely.
She is the bomb until this day.
Yeah,
and then
definitely.
I was second is Missy Elliott. I would love to get her on a track with me. That's
oh, yeah.
I sure
yeah.
would. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be
yeah.
hot.
You know, from
well, you know
anyone else's perspective.
Mr. Fine, you know what?
Yeah.
We could actually make that stuff happen you're talking about because these are people that I know. I know Miss Elliott.
Oh, yeah, I love them. She is so loyal and so, you know, just so her spirit. I can feel it. She's so humble.
Yeah.
You know, and on the singing tip, when she worked with Aaliyah and Mary J. Blige is my two favorite artists. I'm not going to lie. They are just, oh, my God, you know. And
I know you like her.
Oh, man. Erykah Badu, oh yeah, I sure do. NDRE, Jill Scott, you know, I'm into that Neil Soul, the realness.
I got you.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I watch R&B Divas, so they encourage me even though with all the drama, but I watch it because I like to see what's up, you know, what's going on in the industry, you know, real talk.
Right.
Angie Stone is, baby. Huh?
I got a question for you. You looking for a boyfriend or man or something around here?
No, you know what? I'm single. I'm glad. You know what? Let me tell you about that in a little short. I'm married to my music and to God. And
yeah, right.
There is somebody that I do like, and I don't put my business out on Facebook, and he knows.
That's right. That's right.
He's
That's
been
smart.
In my circle for 5 years, and we're friends. He lives in New York. And he's a producer, but that's not why I'm going out there. I like him for him, you know. And I'm just praying about it, but I'm not going. The funny thing is I'm not going out there just because he's out there. The funny thing is I have a writer that writes my music that's out there. She lives in Long Island. So everybody that I know that I'm liking on, they live back east. And it's just a coincidence that that happened. And they say that, but I say it's destiny. You know what I'm saying? So when I make that one big last move, that's when everything is going. They say what all hell break loose, and that's the King James Bible version.
Hey, I'm gonna write you a country song called. I'm gonna write you a country music. I'm gonna write you a song called "Back East, Headed East, Baby." I'm just what I'm gonna do for you. I'm gonna send it to you.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it when you finish it. And ma'am, I want to hear you. If you give me something, I want to write to it, and we can blow up together.
Oh, you're talking about Miss Morgan. They forget her. She's been more drama than soap operas.
Yeah, I've been through a lot that I can write a book to. You know, Faith Evans, all them got writing their books. I can write me a book right now. You know, the difference between them and me, I just haven't been discovered. But I have just as much raw talent. I'll say class A as much as them. I experienced that, you know. I'm used to getting, you know, paid gigs, you know. Tours and you know,
everybody listen. So see how many people listening right now. Tell her.
Yeah, they need to know their worth. Okay, just because they're not signed to a big label, don't mean that ain't nothing. That they ain't dirt. You know, it's a lot of people that are just as much as talent than anybody that's signed. You know, and that's the difference. They're just not signed.
Have you thought about branching out into other parts of the industry?
What types of be on a show, like a 106 and Clark show, or introducing the newest hip-hop or R&B, you know, artists, you know, communications. Because I didn't know, tell you, I just graduated last year with an associate's degree. I've been in the medical field for so long, too. And I wanted to be a nurse. So I started off being a nurse's aide, and when I came out to Texas, I wanted to be a nurse. So my second thing was communications and, you know, knowing everything about how the medical field runs. So now I'm in the bachelor's. I'm taking my bachelor's. I'll be done next year, maybe February, March, with the management business medical. And it also can go, I can work it both ways. So, yeah, I I'm educated. You know, I believe in education first. I want to let everybody know out there. The industry ain't going nowhere. Get educated first, because you're going to need that when you get in this business, and also get educated about the music business at the same time. Because God forbid if something don't work out, you have something to fall on. You know, just like the NBA players, when they break their knees or something like that, they need an education, you know, to fall on. You know, open
Ms.
up a
Divine.
Franchise or something. Yeah.
Look, check it out. We got about 16 minutes to go. I want to go ahead for
okay.
you. I want you to give me a world premiere. I want you to give me a world premiere on your song called "Ride With Me."
Oh wow,
what's
"Ride
song,
With Me." That's a
about?
That's a grown folk song.
Tell me
it ain't anybody
about.
Under 18. It ain't anybody under 18, right?
you're all right. You're all right.
"Ride With Me"
Tell me about the song.
It got that little Bay Area effect beat. That everybody
nice.
Likes.
I'm from the Bay.
And when you ride to it, you're like, come ride with me. You know, you just ride, and you ride down on the boulevards. Well, if it's L.A. Boulevard or Fresno, Ellaville, you know, any type of boulevard your hood is in, you're going to like this song. And it's basically talking about a guy who's feeling me, who's liking me. I'm liking him. I'm feeling him. And I might not be as tight, but I can love you right, because a lot of people got agendas on what they like and what they won't. You know, like everybody's getting all these, like, butt shots in their butt and stuff like that, jacking themselves up. But I'm just letting them know I'm original. I'm unique. I love the way that God made me. And I want this dude to ride with me, roll with me, put it down. You know, I'm just saying all kinds of stuff coming at him. I'm really feeling this dude. And this have happened, you know. And I got a freaky little side of me, you know. All us women do. So I'm just keeping it real. So that's what the song is about. Come ride with me and feel me and see. You do. Get to know me. Don't judge me by my
book.
Give
me a world premiere on it, ma'am. Give me a world premiere on it, Ms. Divine.
Well, I want everybody to listen to my second song on my EP. It's called Come Ride With Me. I'm from California, and we just going to roll like we in a six-fold, and you could just buy this track on iTunes under Divine Charlenay and follow me on Twitter at Divine Charlenay and enjoy it. God bless you.
Honey, won't you come with me?
Come with me.
I got what you want in me.
And
you don't even have to leave.
Have to leave.
You can stay right here with me.
Here with me.
Don't you be afraid of me.
Afraid of me.
Take you to my ecstasy. Baby, come and ride with me.
Ride with
and
me.
We can go away.
Come to my house. Cause I want you back. You know I want you.
Come into my bedroom.
I got the Chardonnay near the fireplace. Chardonnay, fireplace, babe. The candle lace on the lingerie. I've been married for a very long time. So long. It's destiny, cause you want my mind.
You want my mind.
Your sweetness, smile, it drives me wild. Honey, put it on me, I love this smile. I want you, baby. Yeah.
So come ride with me.
Come ride with me. Let's hit the street. Just a fly boy, go beep, beep, beep. When I step up in the club, they show me love. Jamming to my track, throwing a dub. When I hit the scene, looking real clean. Rolling in my ride with the gasoline. Flip it and reverse it, no need to rehearse it. Flip it and reverse it, no need to rehearse it. Cause I stroke it to the left and I stroke it to the right. Let me put it on your boo, I can suck you real tight. You've been acting kinda strange and acting kinda fun. But what I got, boy, will make you spin nuts. So ride with me, roll with me, stroll with me, come with me, baby, put it down. Cause I wanna see you flow with me. Everything you want and anything you need, I got you, baby, come and chill with me. It's a party on the east side, party on the south side. Party on the west side, honey, let's go ride. Might be uptight, but I can love you right. I can love you, baby. Let me be your friend, yeah. Let's you and me,
one-on-one.
Let's play a party, gotta have some fun. You say you want my body and you wanna ride.
Ride with me.
glad you tuned in to the all-new DJ Black Show. Please stick around for a little bit more. We got about maybe 10 more minutes, and I'm going to take a caller. 202, what's up? Who is that caller? 202-239, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Black Caesar?
Hey, what's up? Who's that?
Hey, my bad. Hey, this your boy at DJ Punch 317, Nerve DJs, all day, every day, man.
What's
coming,
up,
calling in to support the show. What's up, my
what's
brother?
On,
hey, calling
How
in
doing,
to support.
My brother?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I'm blessed. I can't complain. I was in the studio, that's why I have myself on mute. My bad, but I've been checking
yeah.
in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was listening to the record. I caught the tail end of the record, and caught a little bit of the interview as well. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I liked it.
Okay.
Liked her story. I definitely would
okay.
like to get that MP3, you know, as soon as you
okay,
can.
Okay, I got you, man. I got you, brother. I got you. Hey, send me your email on Facebook and the chat room, and I'll send it to you, man.
Okay. Appreciate it. I also
hey,
like
Punch,
to drop
what
it, if
think,
you could.
What you think about that song, Punch? Did you like that song?
Yeah, the song is a solid record, definitely. I heard the tail end of the record. I like to hear more of her songs, and also I like to
okay.
get some drops for my show.
Okay, hey, Punch, check it out. I got another song that we're about to hear right now. I'm going to go ahead and introduce your song, Miss Divine, since you didn't do it right
okay.
the first time. We're on the all-new DJ Black Caesar and Twin show. My name is Divine Charlene, and I got I Want You. I'm going to play it right now for you guys. Check it out.
Yo.
You know when it's being here or not.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I should have said this also. And I like this song. Right? I listen to this song all day right here. Get out.
Okay.
Yo. This is a shout out for all the lovers in the summertime. Chilling on the beach. Watching the sunset. Right. Calling me, calling me.
I want you right here with me.
Anybody calling me, calling me.
to give a shout out to my boy Maserati. Crime Street Records, baby. This is dedicated to all my peeps that's in love in the summertime. Maserati, baby. One love.
Okay, okay. What do you think about that song, Mr. Punch?
Yeah, that's a hot record. That sounds like DJ Punch Radio After Dark material right there.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, Punch. Thanks for coming on the all-new DJ Black Caesar Friends show, man. We really appreciate you stopping by tonight. I guess I'm going to stop by your show one day, surprisingly, because you always come here, man. So I will be by your show the next. When you have a show the next time, man?
Hey, I'll be on this Friday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 Pacific.
Okay. Hey, send me the information. Send me the link so I can be on there, man.
No doubt. Nerve DJs and Nerve DJs Radio in here all day, every day. Salute.
That's what it is, man. We appreciate you, Nerve DJ. Also, we got Miss Divine on the phone. Miss Divine is cutting it up, man. I'm digging her new music. Hey, Divine, you got some great music going on right now, lady.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's got that old school
feel. You really sound good. You really sound good.
It's that richness, you know, that authentic. And it's, you know, I meant to tell you guys I did all my background vocals. Just to let you know, I've been a background singer for a long time. So I got like an R&B hip-hop twist, you know, hardcore hip-hop, hip-hop twist to my style. So, you know, I'm open for people to write for me, too, if they study me, you know what I'm saying, and take it to a whole new level with the new school, but as long as it stay authentic and it makes sense without the auto-tune stuff.
You're now tuned in to Nerve DJs Radio.
They mad at me right now.
This your boy, Paperboy Rail, man. I'm shouting out Nerve DJs, the DJs that got the nerve to break your tracks, not your stacks. Let's get it.
It's your boy Skip, and I'm with my man DJ Black Caesar, a.k.a. the landlord of the South, the hottest DJ in the South, and Vianna, the queen of hip-hop, CaesarRadio.com. And C's in here killing the music in the South, breaking records and interviewing people like me. Rinse due. Pay me.
Yep,
it's your boy Skip,
right.
And I'm with my man DJ.
That's what we're doing, guys. Breaking new hits. Breaking new hits. We just broke one by Miss Divine, Charlene. We got Charlene.
Thank
Charlene
you.
Has some good, great music out there, man. I'm digging all your music up, man. I got that on my radio station, too, to let you know. We loaded it up the radio station earlier today when you sent it to me. I got it loaded on there right away, man. I'm just let you know.
Well, thank you. Praise God. You know, I'm glad that you guys loved it. You know, that's my life. That's what I've been through. That's how I feel when I'm in love. You know, everything is just genuine. Whatever comes on my mouth on my tracks, you better believe I experienced that.
Right. Well, check it out, guys. You always can check out the new, all-new DJ Black Caesar show right here every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central, right here doing the same dang thing. If you don't want, you need a place to go chill, just go to www.rinsedopaymeradio.com. That's all you got to do. Spell it yourself. rinsedopaymeradio.com. It's all online. I'm on TuneIn. I'm on Apple. I'm on Google. Check me out on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook, Twitter. I'm on about 320 different things. If you guys go to my Google and Google DJ Black Caesar, I'm sure you'll come up with all the information where I'm at. You'll come up with my website also. Actually, I got a couple of websites. You'll come up with those couple of websites, and you'll see what I got going on. If you want to get your music listened to by the Nerd DJs, it's like 1,400. Actually, we've been saying 1,400 for about a year. There's probably like 3,000 of us right now. I don't know why we say 1,400 all the time. I guess this is a good number to repeat over and over and over again. But anyway, Johnny O, come on, man. Let's change it up. Okay, guys, check it out, man. We got a lot of Nerd DJs. You guys trying to get your music out? To the DJs. The DJs were breaking music right now. The DJs are the hottest DJs in the world, the Nerve DJs. The coalition is real big, and we will get your music out. I got a 400,000 email blast out, so just to let you guys know, I'm no Rudy Poot. I've been doing this for 24 years, guys. So So I got a lot of emails. I got a lot of industry email numbers. I got a lot of superstars that I deal with. So basically, I get your music out to anybody right now in the game. So if you guys try to get your music out, send it to DJ Black Caesar. There is a little fee you got to pay. So check my promos out there on the website. Go to www.rentsdupayme.radio.com. You'll see the promos there. You'll see the prices there. If you guys want to get that, jump on it right away because they're going real, real fast. So you know what? I don't know. I think I can take about maybe
30
more.
Hey, could I say something?
What's up,
Mr. Brian? Just a little A-bar. I'm balling
on the radio.
I'm balling on the radio with DJ Black Caesar. I got to thank God. So glad to be here. Shout out to the fans that called to turn in. Love the support. So pay attention. Check me out on Amazon and Spotify. Download my apps because it's super duper fly. Shout out to everybody out there that's tuned in with Divine Charlanae. I love
you. Thank you, Mr. Divine.
Very nice. Thank you.
That's the stuff. Yeah. I knew you would. Where Miss Ma'am at? Where Miss Ma'am at? Miss Ma'am, did you like it?
I'm right here, Caesar. I'm enjoying it. But my grandchildren are mad because I put them to bed early tonight. I can't let them hear all this.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah, they got to get married first.
I'm sorry.
They got to get married first.
Yeah.
Got the grown and sexy.
I shouldn't have been listening to all that either, Willie, because I warned them
after dark, 12 p.m.
What curly at? She out there still?
Yes, she is.
Hey, Curly, what you got to say about the show tonight? What you got to say to the people out there?
Hey, Willie, you talk to yourself, man. Curly just hung up her phone. She is done.
She went to bed. She go out of work tomorrow. She got to go to work.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We got Curly was 330, so that's why I know she's gone. Okay, guys, check it out. You guys have been wonderful. Ms. Divine, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to meet everybody in the interview. Thank you so much.
I will be.
Had a good time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stacey. I will be thanking you guys tonight. Ms. Divine, will you let me talk, please? Let me talk. Hold on, all right? Let me explain myself to you, all right? I'm going to thank you guys tonight, Divine. I'm going to thank you guys tonight. I'm going to salute you guys on Facebook, so be looking for that comment coming across your screen anytime because I'm going to salute you and I'm going to salute Corey also. You guys were really, really wonderful that you guys came through tonight. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Okay, guys, check us out every Wednesday night. We'll be back again next week. I'm not going to tell you who's going to be on the show because you know what? I don't know. So anyway, no, I do know. I'm not going to tell you guys, but I think Skinny Pimp's going to be here next week, so you guys need to be on standby. Skinny Pimp, the guy you sing with 3-6 Mafia, he'll be here next week, so you guys check that out. I got everything going well right now. Also, we're going to have my guy, I'll tell you about this later. We got a lot of superstars going to be on the show, so you guys tune in every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Thanks for stopping by tonight, and we will see you next time. Same bat channel, same bat time. Thank you, and good night.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.